What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Texture. The afternoon guys have Donnie football. You have Harry baseball. Because of the Harry, it just sounds weird. Nicholas baseball? Nicky baseball.
Yeah.
You can't go Harry baseball. Because it just sounds like a baseball covered in fur.
I think that's what makes it funny.
Oh. I missed the funny.
Harry ball.
What do you think, Harry, baseball?
I don't care.
I meant about Andrew McCutchen.
Oh, no, I care about Andrew. So it's different because I didn't grow up watching Barry Bonds. And
me neither, really.
2012 was a season that I'll always remember from McCutchen. He batted like 342.
He should have won the MVP that
31
year.
31 home runs. Well, Buster Posey won a World Series, so you got to.
Well, you don't factor that in.
That's true, but I mean.
Regular season award.
If they were good enough to win a World Series, I can understand why he would have been MVP throughout
best
the
player,
regular
best
season.
Best player, best team, yeah.
Right, so. That all makes sense. Yeah, but like watching him, you know, he was the first Pirate I ever saw in the Home Run Derby, like that I remember. Like that was big news. So
you don't remember Jason Bay swinging and missing in the Derby?
No.
He came up empty, dude.
Yep.
He did, which is just, that's got to be a lonely feeling.
What year was that? Was that 2006 when they were at PNC Park?
Oh.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. I just, like, that's the.
Right in there, yeah.
That's the first time I can remember that there was like a Pirate in there, because again, Bay was a little too young for me to pay attention to the All-Star festivities. So that was just impactful. And then on top of that, then the Pirates like had hope. It's just he has good memories for me on the team. And on top of that, he did put up pretty historically good numbers. So, and he's been consistent. Like, I know he's gotten criticism for slowing down over time. Like, he was never MVP form from like 2017 forward,
right?
The man has been a consistent guy on base. He's contributed to several winning teams throughout his career. Put him in the hall. I think he deserves to be recognized for that. I mean, there's a lot of things that you need to judge here too for what he did off the field or just the
for
influence
sure.
he had on the teams. But that should be very least considered for recognition.
Yeah, I think longevity past your prime matters. It would matter to me, at least, if I was voting. Like, what do you look like? I know where your window is whenever your prime is, and you were at the highest of your highs at your prime, and Andrew McCutchen was at, the 2010s. What is he doing now? How consistent is he now? You know, where does he rank, you know, year in and year out? Like, now, I guess I would believe that he's in the top 10 of DHs or maybe top 15.
He was last year. His numbers right now are a little bit better even than last year.
A little bit better. So if he finishes top 10 2 years in a row at 38 years old, that would matter to me.
I used to hate the compiler, like Frank Gore. Like, get him in the hall. And I thought, man, the counting statistics look really good because you played so long. But the more I thought about it, it's a lot more nuanced than that. If you're given the opportunity to continue playing, it's because you're good enough. And that should matter. Like Andrew McCutchen, to your point, though, at 37 years old, he's got an OPS flirting with 800 when the league OPS is lower than 700.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a texter to all this. Cutchen, Cam Hayward, both really popular players. Both have had longevity. Both have aged like wine. Neither won a championship. Both have been loved in the town essentially their entire career. Both are fringe Hall of Fame. I think Cam's got a better shot to get into the Hall of Fame. Like, I know Dan Zangrilli kind of threw a qualifier in there. Like, if Andrew McCutchen has another season next year, if he were to come back next year, have another season, you're only adding to these statistics. Cam Hayward is adding all pros at this age, which is insane.
Insane.
Both guys great off the field, which aids them. Weirdly, with Cam, when this whole contract deal was going down last summer, there was a lot of people who came out of the woodwork that said, don't pay the guy, which that was definitely not the majority opinion, but there were enough where Cam was battling back against them on Twitter.
Well, he was coming off the injury.
Yeah, that's true.
Why. Yeah, he was coming off the groin, you know, missed a couple games, and you're thinking, and anybody that knows football would think, like, okay, guy's 35, coming off a groin injury, played sparingly throughout that season. It's going to be an uphill battle for him to come back and just play decent. And he obviously proved everybody wrong times 50. I think that was justified at the time. It's like, why are you going to pay this guy who's coming off an injury that's 35 years old? That's an interior D lineman, not even a rush in. He's in the fray.
It was more pragmatic as an argument than it was anti-Cam Hayward sentiment.
Right. Yeah.
And boy, you're right that he proved people wrong.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did.
He was the best player on the team last year.
Uh-huh.
He was an absolute stud.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.